各位在座以及线上的弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters, here and also online.
1998年，我也是自己走进喜乐堂教会。
In 1998, I walked into Jubilee Church myself too.
对查尔牧师最深刻的印象就是去他的办公室见面。
And my deepest impression of Reverend Tanga is entering into his office at that time.
因为我需要经过几个书橱才能够见到他。
Because I had to bypass several stacks, shelves of books before I could see him.
因为我之前是做建筑业的，所以我在担心说，如果是发生火灾，他应该怎么逃出来。
Because prior to that, I was in the construction industry, and to me, fire safety was important. I was wondering if there was a fire, how would he escape?
在此非常感谢查尔牧师，在我担任总区牧到我这个即将成为主理牧师的期间，他都给予我很多的鼓励、陪伴跟这个完全的支持。
And here I would like to thank Reverend Chang An, from the time that I became the zone pastor to now and becoming a moderator, all the support and help that he's given to me.
比如他全力以赴的来一起参与这个推动跟开展这个幸福小组。
For example, all his energy and effort in supporting the happiness group.
他也常跟我帮助我去解析教会现在有的挑战，还有在未来可以做的一些前瞻性的事项。
And for all the time he has spent explaining to me what are the challenges of Jubilee Church and all the forward-looking affairs.
今天他开始步入了这个人生一个新阶段的旅程。
And as he enters into a new phase of life for him.
愿上帝继续眷顾引领他和他的家庭。
May the Lord bless him and guide him and his family.
仍然充满上帝的祝福和这个恩典。
And to be filled with the blessings and of God.
这时候让我们来看一段的经文。
Let's start with some verses.
John 福音第二十章第二十四节，请问这边的荧幕没有吗？谢谢。
John chapter 20, verse 24.
前面四节由我以华语念，后面四节由子祥长老用英语来念出来。那十二使徒中有个叫迪士马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们在一起。其他的门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却对他们说：“除非我看见他手上的钉痕，用我的指头探入那钉痕，用我的手探入他的肋旁，我绝不信。”过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们在一起，门都关了。耶稣来，站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”然后他对多马说：“把你的指头伸进这里来，看看我的手，把你的手伸过来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”
Verse 28, Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Let's pray.
主耶稣基督已经复活了，感谢赞美主。在这个普天欢庆的日子里面，让我们仍然能够对我们的主说：“我的主，我的神啊！”我们感谢主耶稣的复活带我们的大能，带给我们许多的盼望和喜乐与平安。如此的感恩祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门，
阿门。
弟兄姐妹们，这时候也请大家彼此跟左右前后说：“主耶稣基督已经复活了。”
Let's turn to those on our right and left and say, "The Lord has risen."
从怪我们现今的这个社会，人要相信或者是分辨一件事情的真伪是困难的，也充满了猜疑。
Looking at our society today, it is not easy to discern what is true and what is fake.
因为现今有太多人为的这个假象。或者是这个诈骗的这个事情的发生
，because there are many man-made scams and a fake news for people.
而且使用的方法呢和这个方式呢都非常的高明， 让人不容易的去分辨出真伪。
And there are many clever techniques and ways to deceive people.
比如说伪造这个银行发出这个文件啊信息通知，然后去盗取这个户口的密码。
For example, the banks, there may be false messages sent by SMS to trick people into clicking on the links.
或使用这个甜言蜜语的这个欺骗感情的这个爱情的诈骗。
Or there may be love scams trying to persuade people to fall into love traps.
我们都知道在新加坡受骗的人或损失的这个金钱的这个数目很庞大。
And we know that in Singapore, it's been reported that the amount of money lost through these scams is enormous.
另外有关于这个发布战争的信息，其实我们也需要谨慎的去过滤或者是去分辨。And
at the same time, during the war in Ukraine, there have been a lot of fake news, and we have to filter the news that comes to us.
Yeah, 究竟我们要了解哪一些这个所谓的媒体报道的内容才是真实的？And
it's not easy to discern which of the media reports is actually true.
这是刚才所讲的这个苏联跟俄罗斯跟乌克兰的战争的消息，不同国家的媒体他们所要传递出来的信息都不一样。
For example, the war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, the news that comes from different media in different countries, it is different depending on what they want to project.
甚至有些是具有误导性或是有带风向的。
And often some will be misleading and trying to change a trend of thought.
不但如此呢，随着这个科技的发达。 你透过荧幕所看到，可能新闻主播啦、歌星啦，或者是演说家啦，都不一定是真实的人出现在你的面前。Not
only so, but with the advancement in technology, what we see on the screen, whether they are news readers, lecturers, or actors, they may not be the real person.
而是借助这个高科技的这个所谓的人工智慧的协助呢，它去设计出贴近好像真人的形象的样式，出现在你的面前。
But rather through high technology and artificial intelligence, these are virtual lookalikes of the real person.
你很难去分辨出究竟他是真人呢，还是录像。
And it's often difficult to know whether these are real persons or whether they are deep fakes.
最近也引起了一股的潮流，所谓这个元宇宙。
And of course, the recent trend about the metaverse.
一个聚焦于这个社交连接的3D的虚拟世界的网络呢，人们可以透过这个虚拟的这个现实的眼镜，然后手机呢，个人电脑，进入到这个人造的虚拟的世界或虚拟的这个环境里面去。This
has created a virtual three-dimensional world using technology and for social interaction, and through the use of augmented reality and virtual reality, handphones, personal computers, and other technologies. To allow people to enter into a virtual world.
所以人们将来可能是进入到这个虚拟世界里面的时候，你几乎都没有办法去分辨出究竟是这个对方是男或者是女。
So when a person enters into a virtual world, the person may not be able to even differentiate whether the person they are liaising with, whether it's a male or female.
所以呢，现今的人真的你要他去相信或去分辨事情的真伪，会越来越困难。
And so for a person in the modern world, it is becoming more and more difficult to realize or differentiate what is real and what is virtual.
有关耶稣基督从死里复活的事，对许多基督徒来说，或许是一件能够轻易相信和接受的事。
For many Christians, Jesus' resurrection would be something that may be easy to accept and believe.
但对某些人来说，不一定是能够完全相信。
But for certain other people, this is something not easy to believe.
甚至包括圣经记载起来的事情，比如说摩西带领以色列人真的是过红海吗？
And this includes other events recorded in the Bible. For example, did Moses really lead the people across the Red Sea?
你真的相信约拿是被这个大鱼吞进鱼腹里面，然后他还可以很平静的向上帝来祷告吗？
Do you believe that Jonah was eventually swallowed by the big fish and that was he calmly praying in the tummy of the fish?
你真的能够相信去解释说耶稣真的用五饼二鱼就给了5000人吃饱吗？
Do you truly believe that Jesus using the 5 loaves and 2 fish and was able to feed 5,000 people and make them full?
今天我们从这段的经文里面也有看见这一类型的人物，他就是充满这个猜疑，或者是说他是一位忠诚但又属于悲情主义者的门徒多马。
And today our verses, we see such a person who is full of suspicion, or you can say he's someone who is loyal but who is kind of a pessimist, and that is Thomas.
称多马为这个悲情主义者呢，是因为他很容易的焦虑不安，但总是预期有最糟糕的事情的发生。
To say that Thomas is a pessimist is because he's often anxious, he's unsettled, but at the same time he's thinking the worst outcome for everything.
在约翰福音书里面呢，其实有记载了多马有说话的经文呢，共出现了3次。
In the John's Gospel, Thomas speaking 3 times.
我们要借这个经文去更好好的去了解认识这个多马。
Through these verses, we come to know Thomas a little bit better.
除了说我们今天所看的第20章之外，他也出现在第11章跟第14章。
And the verses referred to appears in John chapter 11 and 14.
在第11章的时候，他是讲述当耶稣呢，他要去伯大尼去看拉撒路和他的姐妹的时候呢，有这个危险，但是多马他愿意呢，冒着这个生命的危险，也要跟着主。 所以多马在这个第16节的时候，他对其他门徒说：“我们也去和他同死吧。”
In John chapter 11, it records that Jesus was going to see to Bethany to see Lazarus and his sisters. And Thomas, at the same time, he said, "Let us also go that we may die with him."
然后我们再看到第14章。
And in chapter 14.
耶稣告诉门徒说，他将要去到天父那里，叫他们不要焦虑他的这个去的道路。多马他回应说：“主啊，我们不知道你去哪里，怎么能知道那条路呢？”
And in chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples that he was returning to God the Father, and he asked his disciples not to be anxious of the way he's going. And Thomas replied, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
之后呢，就是来到第20章，讲述多马他不相信主耶稣复活的事。
And this comes back to chapter 20, where Thomas expressed his doubt about Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹们，从这些的经文当中，
And through these verses, brothers and sisters,
我们不要说只对多马留下这个怀疑者的这个印象。
Let's not just have an image of a doubting Thomas.
其实我们也看到多马的另外一面。
At the same time, we actually see another side of Thomas.
就是说他对主呢是非常忠心的，就算一同死呢，也愿意为耶稣去牺牲。
And he's truly loyal to Jesus even to death.
多马呢对耶稣呢也是有着深厚的爱，想要知道那条路。 就是说他不想跟耶稣去分离。And
Thomas loved Jesus deeply and he wanted to know which is the way. He did not want to be separated from Jesus.
这就是多马有多面向的这个对主的这个表达。
And so that's Thomas's expression about Jesus.
那么我们今天看到这经文，我们会想说，为什么多马他有这个不相信的表态呢？
And yet, after reading the verses, we wonder why is it that Thomas had such a stand about his disbelief?
弟兄姐妹们，为什么多马他有这个不相信的表态呢？
Why did he have doubts?
当然，就是因为他不在现场亲眼看见复活的耶稣。
Of course, he was not there to see the live resurrected Jesus.
另外的原因或许是因为也受到当时候希腊文化的这个思想潮流的这个影响。And
perhaps he was also influenced by the Greek thinking at that time.
尤其是有关于就是说人生命分成灵魂和肉体的这个两个部分的这个思想，你是没有办法相信人死后呢是以真实肉体的这个复活出现。
At that time, they believed that the body, physical, and also the soul are two separate entities, and he could not believe that when the resurrected Jesus could come back in the physical body.
So when this Thomas, he heard that the resurrected Jesus Christ is in the real body to be resurrected, and plus he had not seen firsthand, and felt unbelievable or not able to accept it, so he expressed himself.他说：“若没有亲眼看见或摸到耶稣的那钉人的手和旁呢，他总是不相信。”
And so when Thomas heard that the resurrected Jesus appeared in physical form, and he, because he did not see him for himself physically, and he could not accept, so he expressed his doubt and he wanted to actually see and feel Jesus' wounds and also feel his ribs.
确实。有关耶稣基督从死里复活，实在是远远超过人的知识或是能力可以去理解的范围，所以怎能不要疑惑，总要信呢？
Truly for Jesus to be resurrected is truly beyond the imagination or the thoughts of most people. So how is it that we continue not to doubt but continue to believe?
有时候我们想一想，是否也好像很经常像多马一样？
And we think of ourselves that are there frequent times when we are just like Thomas?
We cannot easily believe that God
would work with us, our lives, and all the people around us, and to use ways that are beyond our imagination, beyond our expectations.To perform His grace and His blessings and through miraculous signs, miraculous works.
我们虽然很熟读圣经的知道说上帝在旧约到新约所行的一切的神迹奇事。然而，在生活中，每逢我们遭遇到许多的这个困难、痛苦、忧愁的时候，却又总是表达出那种对神的疑惑或者是不信呢？
Although we've read the Bible frequently and we are familiar with God's works through the Old to the New Testament and all His the miraculous miracles that He's performed, but in real life, whenever we encounter troubles and difficulties, and we often would express our doubts and our disbelief.
就算我们说哦，我们要接受祷告，可是祷告会不会对你来说只是一种的形式化的信仰的习惯或者是行为而已？祷告之后呢，心里仍然是所存着怀疑，跟对上帝缺乏那种的信心。
And perhaps we may say that, yes, we would use prayers we would pray. But then perhaps it would become formulaic or it's something that we do routinely. And in our hearts, we still harbor doubts and harbor disbelief.
荧幕可以给我操控一下吗？荧幕
，Okay, just.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我要告诉你和做这个宣告。
Brothers and sisters, today I want to tell you and I want to proclaim.
上帝要为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
What God has prepared for men, what no eye has seen.What no ear has heard and what no human mind has conceived.
你要相信说，你要相信我们的上帝，他可能在你还没有想到、没有看见、没有预备的时候，他却赐给你这个恩典和这个祝福。
You have to be prepared to believe that even before you are ready, that God has prepared blessings and grace for you.
当我们看见好像说没有希望了，当我们看见好像说很困难了，当我们看见好像说很沮丧的时候，你要相信说神会在你没有预备的时候，他以这个惊喜来将他的祝福、将他的恩典来赐给你。
Times that we face end of the road when things seem hopeless, that God is able to surprise and delight us with His blessings and His grace.
Amen.
Amen.
接下来经文告诉我们，过了八日，耶稣来站在门徒当中，然后对多马说，把你的指头伸进这里来，看看我的手，把你的手伸过来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
And Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.
多马回答对他说, 我的主, 我的神。
And Thomas replied, my Lord and my God.
耶稣对他说, 你因为看见我才信吗? 那没有看见却信的,
Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
弟兄姐妹们, 多马因着与耶稣复活主的相遇呢，透过这个肉眼的看见，或者说将信心建立在复活的神迹上，才从悲观的不信呢，转为喜乐的信心。
Brothers and sisters, Thomas, through his encounter with the resurrected Jesus, what he could see and experience was built on, and in his faith was built on the miracle of the resurrection, and he could transform from being a pessimist to somebody who is an optimist and joyful.
对比那些没有看见却信他从死里复活有福的人呢, 两者之间呢, 即刻形成了很强的一个对照。
And in contrast to those people who have not had a chance to see the resurrected Jesus, so this would be two very contrasting people.
这也提醒我们, 在信仰上, 我们不要过度的怀疑, 以致变成我们会钻牛角尖, 或是进入了死胡同而失去的福分。
And this reminds us that in matters of belief, that we should not obsess over insignificant details leading to blind alleys and therefore lose the blessings.
不过呢, 我们也不要偏激地认为说, 啊, 信仰绝对不能有怀疑的。 一个人在信仰上有怀疑或是有疑惑, 也是具有正面的这个意义。
At the same time, we shouldn't be so extreme as to say that we shouldn't, in matters of belief, that we should not have any doubts, because when a person has doubts in a positive sense, this person would have an honest, positive attitude.
谢谢他已经讲了，这是表示一种诚实的态度。 就是表示说承认自己呢，在所认识的上还是相当有限的。 因而促使自己更有动力，还有更想要进一步的去追求认识那些需要明白的真理或是真相。
Because this attitude is an honest attitude to acknowledge that what a person knows is limited, and therefore this person is willing to explore and to search further for the truth.
总的来说，上帝要我们善用我们的理性，但不要我们顽固地怀疑。
So, in summary, God actually wants us to use our logic and comprehension and do not want us to stubbornly be stuck in disbelief.
我要讲一次，上帝要我们善用我们的理性，但不要我们顽固地怀疑。
God wants us to use our logic and but does not want us to be stubbornly stuck in disbelief.
正如我们在大斋节期间，弟兄姐妹们在阅读这个约伯记。
And during this period of Lent, when we've been exploring the book of Job,
当约伯他去连续遭受各种的灾难和困境之后呢, 他在极度的痛苦中, 虽然说没有离弃上帝, 也坚定地相信上帝, 但是呢, 他仍然很强烈地去怀疑, 和想要追问上帝, 究竟生命被创造, 苦难等的意义。
During the book of Job, Job repeatedly encountered a lot of calamities in his life, and in his extreme suffering, he did not leave God and continue to steadfastly believe in God. But in all that, he still had a lot of doubts, and he wanted to pursue God and ask, what is the meaning of life, of being created, of suffering, and what is the meaning of suffering?
当上帝从旋风中呢来去给予他各种的回答后, 最后约伯对上帝说,
And when God finally spoke to Job through the tempest,
我知道你万事都能做, 你的计划不能拦阻, 谁无知使你的旨意隐藏呢? 因为我说的我不明白, 这些事太奇妙, 是我不知道的, 求你听我, 我要说话, 我问你, 求你让我知道。
In Job chapter 42, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You ask, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
最后约伯他说了一句非常经典的名言，就是我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
And verse 5 he says, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
前六节们，在你的生命中，你现在亲眼看见复活主了吗？
Brothers and sisters, in your life, have you personally seen the resurrected Christ?
你的生命因为看见了他而有所改变了吗？
And has your life been changed because you have seen him?
信心不是单单凭眼见，也不是建立在神迹的事上。
Our belief is not built only on what we can see with our eyes and not built only on miracles.
而是来自于所听见和所读到的，所听见的则是来自于耶稣基督的宣讲和他教导的话。
But it comes from what we hear and also what we read, and what we hear is what Jesus has proclaimed before.
我们的信心呢，应该是建立在上帝的话语和上帝的应许之上。
Our faithfulness should be built on God's words.
正如我在二月份的这个新春联合崇拜的时候，正道时曾经说过。
And in my sermon in February during the New Year,
我们知道上帝是一位使人有盼望的神。
We know that God is the God of hope.
因为我们的这个盼望呢，基础是建立在相信或者是信靠上帝的应许跟他的信实上。
Because our faithfulness is built on the God's promises and on His faithfulness.
并且呢，借着圣灵大能的帮助。 我们以惊喜的心呢，去领受上帝将要赐给我们的祝福和他应许的实现。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can surprising blessings and using our hearts to receive all the blessings and grace that God has prepared for us.
特别请注意看今天的经文第31节。
And particularly to look at verse 31.
他这里说，使你们信耶稣基督。 耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子，并且使你们信他，好因着他的名得生命。
In verse 31, he says that that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
特别你注意看这个信，在这里用的希腊文的这个词句的语法呢，它其实是具有表达那种继续或者持续性的这个相信在里面。
And the word for believe here in the Greek is actually expresses the thinking that it's a continual and persistent belief.
他要告诉我们是什么呢？他是说，我们对相信耶稣是基督、弥赛亚、上帝的儿子，是带着一种继续持续性，就是持之以恒的这种的相信。
And what he wants us to express is that it is a continual and persistent belief in God.
它不是反复无常的，现在信，偶尔又不信，然后又回来又再信。
It is not inconsistent, not something that you believe for a while and then you disbelieve and then come back again.
这种的信心呢，也并不是一个结局，而是要导向一个目标，就是跟末世有关的救恩。
It is something that is continuous, it doesn't just end, so it goes on forever.
就是使你们信他，好因他的名得生命。这就是约翰福音作者写这个福音书最重要的目的。
And so that you may believe in him, and this is one of the important aims of the writer of the Gospel of John.
我的投影片又卡在那边了。
My family, frequently visited temple. So
不是这个 ，OK。 耶稣基督的复活
，the resurrection of Jesus，
更带给了门徒这个生命的改变。It's
brought changes in the life of the disciples.
如果我们仔细的去查追查，门徒中呢，几乎大部分的都是为宣扬耶稣基督的这个复活的福音呢而殉道。If
we were to explore further, many of these disciples have become martyrs for the gospel.
耶稣门徒们呢，他们愿意牺牲他们自己的生命呢，去维护这个耶稣基督复活的真实性。
The disciples were willing to sacrifice their lives to defend the reality of the resurrected Christ.
复活的事实呢，给予他们这个力量和这个勇气。
The reality of the resurrection has provided them with the strength and the courage.
根据这个教会历史文献或者许多古老的这个见证呢，指出多马呢将这个福音呢，它远传到了这个印度。
From many churches and scholarly records, it seems that Thomas was able to spread the gospel as far away as India.
据说有些教会印度有些教会，如果他们的历史可以追溯到这个初期教会这个创立之时呢，据说都是多马他所创立的。
And it seems that in India, many of the churches, if you will explore all the way how they came to have started, they were from Thomas, who was the spread the gospel there.
最有力的这个传统，他有提到说，为了信仰的缘故，多马呢是被人用这个长矛呢来去刺死的。
And in tradition, records. That Thomas was also killed with spears.
所以你在一个图画上，你看到他手中拿着的就是一支长矛，这代表这是多马。
And so we can see that some of the pictures depict him as there's a spear with him. Yeah.
当人去接触到福音，也明白和经历到耶稣基督，耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子，人的生命会被改变的。
When people have a chance to experience the gospel and to understand that Jesus is the Son of God and the Christ, their lives would undergo changes.
不但生命可以改变，并且呢，心里面也会得到所渴慕的宁静、平安跟喜乐。
Not only their lives would change, but they will also experience peace and the blessings and the grace.
这时候我们请看一个视频，就是我们今天灵习者之一陈新慧姐妹的见证的分享。
Let's share a short video on Jen, who was baptized today.
My family frequently visited temple.
可以大声点吗？
So we went on a field trip one day to Hoppa Villa. It was a lot scarier than I had imagined when I started recounting in my short 10 years of life. And I was calculating, this is going to bring me pretty low into the levels and depths of hell. I guess the main thought was really, if I do die, you know, how do I answer or how can I stand in front of whoever is going to interrogate me? And those were things that weighed very heavily on my heart and I couldn't find an answer to. And I think the very first introduction was when my brother brought me to this church here for youth camp in the end of 2012. I was invited at a very timely season of my life. There was just this night where I was crying, you know, sleeping, and I told God that, you know, I need help. There wasn't a dramatic change in like any lights or anything, but I think I cried myself to sleep that night. But I woke up very comforted. There was a feeling of comfort. There was a feeling of peace. It was a very big relief when I realized that the wrongs that I've done are no longer counted against me and that it has been paid for. You know, it's not like there's been a discount or anything, but that he has paid it fully, and I now enjoy a relationship with the person who created me and created all of the wonderful things. I think that's really beautiful, and I don't think that's something you can find anywhere else. I think I started thinking about it before COVID, so I think I wanted to make a declaration. You know, I belong to God. I am His and He is mine. And so that was the very big push factor that I wanted to, that pushed me to want to get baptized. I decided to hold it back, you know, so that my family can also celebrate this moment with me. I think during those 2 years, I think the idea of baptism has also deepened. Yeah, I realized that it's a difficult journey. I don't think it's meant to be done alone. This is not just about me and God. It is also about me committing myself to the church, to the people of the church, to my friends, of my brothers and sisters who I've been journeying with and want to journey on together for a long time.
I was very touched,
but because it tells us a message today.
但是在第二项那边，当我们遇到了耶稣基督之后，我们因着耶稣基督复活的大人，我们的生命会因而被更新，我们的生命会因而被改变。
When we encounter Jesus, our lives would change.
我们的价值观，我们的追求的目标，我们会将自我为中心，变为以神为中心。
Our values, what we pursue, from being our own centered self, will be to pursue what is important to Jesus.
然后另外就是我们不要疑惑，总要持续的是相信上帝要赐予给我们的祝福和这个恩典。
And let's not doubt, and let's continue to believe of the blessings that the God has for us.
在这个复活节的日子里面，我们要相信他会将黑暗变为光明。
And during this Easter, let's believe that God will bring light to darkness.
他会将这个软弱变为刚强。
And to help the weak to become strong.
他会将这个忧愁转换为喜乐。
And to bring joy to those low in spirit.
他会将你心中的惧怕变为这个平安。
And bring peace to those who are in fright.
Amen.
Amen.
愿我们将一切荣耀归于我们的复活的主。那我们去祷告。亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你赐下耶稣基督在我们当中，你也因着耶稣基督的从死里复活带给我们这个希望、喜乐和平安。今天我们在这里来欢庆这个复活节，就是来再次给我们提醒和给我们帮助，因着耶稣复活的大人，我们的生命要被更新，我们要生命要被改变。我们也以带着这个相信的心来去相信，在我们的生活里面我们会领受你所赐给我们出人意外的平安、喜乐。主耶稣啊，神啊，我们感谢赞美，我们的主祷告感恩，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门，
阿门。